Part 2. You'll hear a conversation between a representative of a computer company and a customer. For questions 9 to 18, fill in the follow-up sheet. You now have 45 seconds in which to look at Part 2.
Good morning, I'm Bob Lewis from Computec Computers.
Oh yes, good morning.
As part of our new user service, I'd like to just ask you a few questions about the system we installed for you.
Oh, well, that's a nice change, isn't it? I mean, usually you have to beg to get someone to listen to your complaints.
Right, I suppose that means that you have got complaints.
Oh, it's nothing serious, you know. It's just that, well, a few things are not exactly what I expected.
Well, right. Let me just jot down a few points first, and then we'll get down to the nitty-gritty. First of all, your company is called...
Green Service.
Right. And you've got a model CC4825B, is that right?
Let me check. It's the... Right, CC4825B.
Good. And you've had it since...
Oh, it's about 6 weeks now. Yes, it was delivered the 5th of last month, of January, I mean.
Fine. And which programs are you using?
We've got the Ready Write 3, the Bookkeeper, and what's it called? It's File something.
Future File.
That's right.
So it's Ready Write 3, Bookkeeper, and Future File. And what application? I mean, what do you use them for?
Well, the writing one we use mainly for letters and contracts. We use the Bookkeeper for our accounts, funnily enough. And the Future File, well, that's one of my questions, actually. We've used it for keeping track of appointments and that, but the handbook says something about making timetables, and well, I have to say, no one's been able to figure out how it works.
Oh, really? Well, actually, I have to admit that this is not the first time I've heard of that complaint. Something not quite clear in the manual, I reckon. They're already having a second look at it. Anything else?
Well, the Ready Write program, it's quite good, but it's a bit limited. I mean, you can only do a certain number of things with it. We expected a bit more flexibility.
Oh dear. Again, not the first time I've heard that one, and in fact they're working on a new updated version which ought to be out in a couple of months, I think.
Oh, good.
And what about the accounting program?
Oh, it's fine, no complaints at all. It's perfect for what we need.
And is there anything else you'd like to add?
There is one thing. It's the hardware. Well, you know, the machines themselves, they're... Well, we've had to have the service people in 3 times already, and I'm beginning to wonder if they're really reliable. They shouldn't really break down that often, should they?
To be honest, the first couple of months with any new system is always a bit... Well, there are always a few problems that need ironing out. It should all settle down soon.
Now you'll hear part two again.
Good morning, I'm Bob Lewis from Computec Computers.
Oh yes, good morning.
As part of our new user service, I'd like to just ask you a few questions about the system we installed for you.
Oh, well, that's a nice change, isn't it? I mean, usually you have to beg to get someone to listen to your complaints.
Right, I suppose that means that you have got complaints.
Oh, it's nothing serious, you know. It's just that, well, a few things are not exactly what I expected.
Well, right. Let me just jot down a few points first, and then we'll get down to the nitty-gritty. First of all, your company is called...
Green Service.
Right. And you've got a model CC4825B, is that right?
Let me check. It's the... Right. right, CC4825B.
Good. And you've had it since...
Oh, it's about 6 weeks now. Yes, it was delivered the 5th of last month. Of January, I mean.
Fine. And which programmes are you using?
We've got the Ready Write 3, the Bookkeeper, and the... Oh, what's it called? It's File something.
Future File.
That's right.
So it's Ready Write 3, Bookkeeper, and Future File. And what application? I mean, what do you use them for?
Well, the writing one we use mainly for letters and contracts. We use the Bookkeeper for our accounts, funnily enough. And the Future File, well, that's one of my questions, actually. We've used it for keeping track of appointments and that, but the handbook says something about making timetables, and I have to say, no one's been able to figure out how it works.
Oh, really? Well, actually, I have to admit that this is not the first time I've heard of that complaint. Something not quite clear in the manual, I reckon. They're already having a second look at it. Anything else?
Well, the Ready Write programme, it's quite good, but it's a bit limited. I mean, you can only do a certain number of things with it. We expected a bit more flexibility.
Oh, dear. Again, not the first time I've heard that one, and in fact, they're working on a new updated version which ought to be out in a couple of months, I think.
Oh, good.
And what about the accounting programme?
Oh, it's fine. No complaints at all. It's perfect for what we need.
And is there anything else you'd like to add?
There is one thing. It's the hardware. Well, you know, the machines themselves, they're... Well, we've had to have the service people in 3 times already, and I'm beginning to wonder if they're really reliable. They shouldn't really break down that often, should they?
To be honest, the first couple of months with any new system is always a bit... Well, there are always a few problems that need ironing out. It should all settle down soon.
That's the end of part 2. Now turn to part 3.